It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ FM. My name is Lee Stark.
My name is Gary Stark. Good evening.
Good evening and welcome to the... It's June 14th, right? I can't remember anymore.
It's
almost the end of the financial year. It's almost Eophis. I'm not going to do that.
Don't, please.
No, never doing that again. Welcome to the Gadget Grill.
And how are you this evening, Mr. Stark?
Yeah, it could be better.
It could be better.
It's too cold outside, you know?
It is bloody cold, isn't it?
I need
a shirt with an electric heater in it.
I think I need electric pants. Not just the sort of electric pants that exist in the 70s. You know the sorts of things you tried to get into, but kind of they snapped and broke and hurt someone's eye?
They're the ones that I wore once when I went 10-pin bowling.
Wow.
Ask your mum about that.
Imagery I don't need already.
With her parents.
I need some jeans with an electric heater in them so my groin, but my bum and legs are always warm.
You just want
warm.
Electrified underpants, admit it.
That'd be great. We'd get battery electrified underwear. I would happily review those, even if they would burn my crotch off.
You can probably get them in America at their equivalent of the Army Navy. It's the Army Navy surplus stores. Yes.
With a burnt and singed crotch, should we probably
when you
start
go
the
to,
show?
When you go to San Francisco, you should wander down to an Army Navy store and have a look and see if they've got
the ability to keep my crotch on fire.
That's
the imagery we want to start
get,
the show
you,
with.
You can certainly get battery-operated socks as well.
Yeah, I know you can get battery-operated socks, but I'm just wondering if perhaps that the listener we have, if we want to, you know, burn this image out of their mind.
That'd make an interesting rad test, wouldn't it? Battery-operated jocks.
What, you mean any more interesting than the electronic cigarette we did live?
Well, at least I can see a use for heated underwear.
Yeah, of course, as opposed to an electronic cigarette.
Don't wash them.
Yeah, don't wash them while they're on. That could be work. Pull the batteries out before you do
them.
Coming up on the show tonight, we're talking about... Wait, you're talking about it?
Yes, we're talking about setting up your computer as a PVR and as a TV device.
It's interesting because you leave the TV on sometimes, but I actually think it's not coming from the TV, it's coming from your computer, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. It'd be nice if you'd actually stay awake for what's on the TV instead.
Yeah, well, the problem is... The problem is that the content is not good enough to keep me awake.
Well, if the content is good enough for some of you, you know, like what's on SBS or ABC, I guess, then, you know...
You're not referring to what you watched on SBS on Friday night, are you?
Absolutely not. No. I didn't watch it. I had you tape it. Instead,
it will be a prize for the winner who can ring up and for the listener who can ring up and tell us what show that was.
We only have one listener.
That's okay.
Okay, cool. I'm just waiting for someone to come in and say it was. Yeah.
Yeah. The phone is going to ring.
No, it didn't. Anyway, so we've got that coming up. We've also got some news. We've got lots of news, actually.
Some of it's even new news.
Yeah, some of it is. But one of it's breaking. We're going to break something tonight. Hopefully not your
that's
ears.
That's not going to be unusual, is it?
No, not at all. No. But first up, we've got a song, actually. We've got lots of songs, and I'm playing some new stuff and even some Australian content tonight. I'm trying to get in the spirit of getting Australian content on every show.
Oh, are you?
This one's not. This one's actually from America. This is a new song from Hot Action Cop. You'll remember them if you heard Fever to the Flavor last year or 2 years ago. This is their new song, Face Down. It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. You can find us in full stereo digital sound at the...
And full colour.
Yeah, and full colour. Actually, the website is in a really nice, flashy blue, light blue, turquoise. It's the colour of Scorpio. You can actually find the radio, sorry.
And your lucky number for the week is?
9. You can actually find out... Thank you, Sharina from 2UE, for that one. You can actually find out more about that, and you can listen to the radio in full stereo at www.radio2rdj.com. And if you want to find about any of the stuff we're talking about tonight, you know, eventually...
Send us an email. Go to the website. You can send us an email. You can talk to us. You can ring us in the studio.
And that website is...
www.gadgetgrill.com.au.
That's it. That's the one. Right, now we've got some news, and I think I'm going to start it first because...
Well, I'll let you start then.
Yeah, that's very nice of you. Because I've been studying...
It is your show, after all.
I guess it is, yeah. Yeah. You're fired. You're hired again, sorry. I didn't really mean... You're fired. No, you're hired. Cool. All right, I've been researching this thing for when I go to America for the whole broadband, you know, prepaid broadband. It's pretty big in Australia. You know, 3 offer at Optus, Telstra, Vodafone. Everyone's got... Dodo even have it. I mean, everyone's got a broadband solution. So try searching in America. It virtually doesn't exist. It's so weird. You'd think that a country as large as America would have something for it. And it's hard to find, until now. Because Virgin Mobile are launching a broadband-to-go 3G service, just like they have in this place. Oh, you had it there down for you.
That was the story that I was going to keep a secret from you.
Well, you suck, because now you've got one less story.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've got some plans, you know, like $60 for a gig, I think is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, yes.
And especially compared to what Australians are getting. Virgin USA, I know you don't listen to the show, but on the chance you do, listen up and take a look at what Virgin Australia offering. Your prices suck in comparison.
Well, those prices are not yet different because they haven't actually been announced
yet. They haven't, yeah. No, they have been now, but just by us. $10 for 100 meg? I mean, seriously?
Yeah,
what?
They're kidding, yeah.
That's nuts.
The Australian Virgin offering, by the way, is $5 for 50 meg or $10 for 300
that's
meg.
Right, that's right.
And
a,
for a month's usage.
Yeah.
And it's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. Although that's different. That's over mobile service. We're talking about Virgin Broadband. And I guess, because this is Virgin Broadband.
That's
this is,
true, yes.
Yeah.
And you've got to buy your modem for it as well.
But yeah, yeah. But yeah, so that's $150 for the dongle. It's the same price in this country.
Yeah.
And I think you get around a gig for... You get like 300 meg off the top and a gig for like $30 or something. Those prices are ridiculous in America.
Yes. Voice security is now available to the National Bank's more than 3 million personal banking customers. They've done a pilot of this during May, and the concept here is that instead of punching in a PIN on your phone keypad, you can have their system trained to recognise your voice, and it'll automatically know who you are. It sounds like a rather interesting sort of technology, doesn't it?
Indeed.
So if you're a customer of the NAB, inquire about the speech security service that they have.
Email us and tell us how it goes for you.
Yeah, please do. I'd be very interested.
I'm not a member of the NAB, are you?
No.
That's why I only get St. George spam through the Gadget Grill email
That's
address.
That's right. They know who
so
you
the,
are.
The St. George of
We know
of,
where you are. We're
Brazil.
Coming to get you.
Yeah. And now everyone else does too, sadly.
Yes.
I've just made myself more open. I probably shouldn't have done that. I'm going to break some more news here.
Okay.
Because I've got the ability to break stuff. I'm going to get my steel toes on and step on something.
Where's
hard.
Wendell when you need him?
Hey, don't be mean. Don't be mean. Okay, the Nikon D300S has not been announced yet, but it will be soon based on the screen that you can't see because this is radio.
Hold it up to the microphone.
I can't see. There's no camera there.
Based on a screen of it on the website.
That's right. Based on a screen that's been leaked from apparently the official Nikon USA site that includes a D300S listing on it and what looks like an SD icon. And the suggestion of this is that the next iteration in Nikon's semi-pro lineup, the D300S, will include both an SD slot and a secure digital and a compact flash card.
Well, it's
slot.
Not actually, the D300 is not actually a semi-pro lineup. The D300 is viewed by Nikon as their flagship
professional APS sensor. Yeah.
APS sensor.
Right,
so
yeah.
It is a very high-end
camera.
It's a pro camera, but what you're saying there, we're looking at what, 12.3 megapixels
it looks
with
like the
video.
That's the sensor from the D90, not the D300, because the D300's got 12.1.
Yeah, so it's a slightly better sensor. And the D90 is a slightly better sensor.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass, though,
SD card plus CF card, so
SD
it's going to have dual card compatibility.
Video capabilities, because it's built off the same technology as the D90, but they're adding a 3.5mm jack to it, similar to how the Canon EOS 5D Mark II has, because... it would make it
let you use an external sound
system.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's one of the biggest flaws with the D90. You can't do that.
Yeah.
If you want to shoot a real movie on the D90, you can. It's got great quality. But you might want to carry an extra audio deck, to be honest.
That's right.
Like
this
a
will...
Zoom or something.
Well, actually,
yeah.
I'd still probably prefer to record on something like a Zoom or something.
That's where the 5D Mark II excels, because it's got great sound as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's my breaking news.
Okay, that's good. Let's hope we see that Nikon soon. Well, PMA's on in another week, maybe.
It
we'll
won't
see
be there, and you
no,
know it.
No, I know. Although Nikon will be
no,
there.
No, it won't
maybe,
be there. They're going to deny everything.
Tell you what we can do. We can go and ask them all sorts of embarrassing questions about it.
And put it on video?
Let's put it on video.
On video.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Hi, we're from the Gadget Room. We're going to ask you an embarrassing question. How about this one?
Yeah.
How about you
we've
do
got
some...
We've got a couple of friends at Nikon. Let's ask.
Okay.
Let's burn the bridges.
No.
Semantic. And HP, Semantic, Norton Antivirus and HP, they've announced that the HP consumer desktop and notebook PCs are going to come with a free trial of Semantic's online backup service.
Wait, as opposed to antivirus, because...
No, the antivirus is still going to be there. They're getting a 60-day trial version of Norton Internet Security, but they're also going to get a 30-day free trial of 5 gigs of online storage.
Normally, I'm not such a fan of the whole leave a trial on your laptop, because it's bloatware. It should be optional.
When you set up the computer, half the storage is taken up by all this crap.
Well, not half. That's a little bit excessive and exaggerating from you.
It used to be on the smaller machines.
It used to be on the small machines. You're absolutely right. I used to be against the whole installation thing. I do think it's necessary now to keep a laptop that you just... That was nice squeaking.
Thank you.
I do think it's necessary to have a laptop when it comes out, with the exception of a Mac, obviously, to have some sort of antivirus on there, because people just don't remember. But that said...
Don't remember what?
Exactly. But that said, I mean, it should still be optional. Like, I was looking... We were at a Sony event this week, or I was at a Sony event, and really cool laptop...
I didn't get invited. I'm upset.
Yeah, you'll get invited next time. It was okay. Anyway, really nice laptop, huge, designed for photographers, except for the two-hour battery life. And what really annoyed me about it, and this is the only thing that annoyed me about it, it's $4,500. It comes with a $500 copy of
Adobe. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, and it comes with a cool screen, Adobe screen. But what bothered me about it was $4,500, and it came with a copy of Lightroom. Now, Lightroom is Adobe's image editing software that's sort of like, it's an image tagging and organization software designed for people who aren't quite photographers, but or they are, but they're not Photoshop users.
Right.
I don't use Lightroom, I use Photoshop. So can I take $500 off and just let them keep the copy of Lightroom? I'm betting no.
Well, your question then becomes one of, and there was a court case in California several years ago where somebody decided that they didn't want Windows on their laptop, and they actually sued to get a refund back for the Windows.
So it's like $300.
Yeah, they weren't going to use. And they actually won that court case.
You could use Linux in that one. I had another similar issue at this thing, because they had a laptop there with a green light on the side. That was its power button. And I said to them, can I turn the green light off? And they said, no. And I said, can I open up the laptop and then pull the plugs to stop the green light? They said, well, yes, but it will kill your warranty. And it was just like, I'm paying $4,500, no, $4,000 actually, for a laptop, and there's a glowing green light and I can't get rid of it. That's nice.
That's very
nice. It should be an option. Interestingly, there's another sort of mishap that's happened. In Georgia, in America, a GPS error has caused a demolition crew to destroy the wrong house because of a set of wrong GPS coordinates. Apparently... This is quoting from Engadget. The man who cuts the grass noticed that the power box was missing from the home and the holes were punched into the walls about a month ago. It was suspected as vandalism, but now it's apparently the demolition company was to blame because they got the GPS coordinates wrong.
Whoops.
It gets worse. Apparently the owner's father had built the place with his own hands, brick by brick.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
That's just not the sort of thing you want to have happen.
While we're talking about Sony, which we're not now, but
we were a second ago. We were talking about Sony, so let's go back to it.
Yeah. Well, you kept going, you see. You didn't give me a chance to interrupt.
I do that. I'm your son. You know, everything you say is sort of backlogged.
Reports of the impending death of Blu-ray as a viable high-definition format are possibly a little bit exaggerated. Sony has opened a new Sony have opened a new Blu-ray pressing plant. This is a rather pressing issue.
Yes, it is.
In Huntingwood, New South Wales. Where's Huntingwood?
I don't know. I'm going to Google map it in a second.
Yeah. With plenty, and they had plenty of Sony directors and politicians and all sorts of hangers-on along for the ceremony.
I'm just finding out where Huntingwood is.
So Sony are going to be making Blu-ray discs in Sydney.
It's near Kellyville Ridge, Blacktownish.
Blacktown, okay.
Yes,
that
it's
makes
a
sense.
Predominantly industrial suburb of the city of Blacktown.
Okay, so it's the northwest industrial
area. So they're making Blu-rays in an area of Blacktown.
They're making
Blu-rays in Blacktown. All we need now is a BlackBerry plant and a cherry Coca-Cola place, right?
Yeah, that would work.
That would work. I've got one final one.
We're going to have a cherry picker out there.
I've got one final one. The netbooks are getting smaller and smaller, and everyone's... Well, actually, they're not getting much smaller from 8.9 inch. That's pretty much the area everyone's settled. 8.9 and 10 inch are the good areas. A company called Nortec have come out. It's Nor with an H, N-O-R-H. TEC. They've come out with this...
They just can't spell North.
That's right. They've come out with a computer called the EduBook. And it's a proper educational laptop.
Shut up, okay?
Okay, it comes with a CPU I've never heard of called an X-Core 86. It's low power, uses 1.2 watts of power on the CPU, which is pretty light, especially in comparison to the Atom and the Intels, which uses, I think, 1.5. If I remember correctly, and I'm probably off there. Yes. I'm probably definitely off. It has an 8.9-inch LED screen. Definitely. Probably definitely off. 8.9 LED screen. So it runs 1024x600. You can use either a 2.5-inch hard disk or an SD card slot inside the unit, which is kind of cool, which means it can be replaced. You know, it can be used for education and cheap. It's at $200 US. What's interesting is the power source. It does run Windows XP. Sadly, but it also supports AA batteries. Now, that's an interesting alternative to a lift pack because if you've got kids who might necessarily, I don't know, use their laptops too much and forget to bring their batteries, then you've got an easy way of replacing things.
You just wander down to Kmart and buy yourself a half a dozen
Imagine
batteries.
An EverReady, which is not a great battery unless you get the alkaline versions. If you get the... I don't even know what mercury is.
Mercury's a metal.
Yeah, it wouldn't be mercury. I don't know anything about batteries. We'll get service in there.
Obviously.
Yeah, but anyway, so nickel metal hydride, 8 batteries last 4 hours. So
that's pretty good.
That's not bad considering batteries. And double A's, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. So that was my last one.
I guess I should press this button here.
This is Something for Kate, our Australian song tonight with California.
That's an Australian song called California.
Don't get me started, okay?
Okay.
You've been working hard all morning and now it's time to relax for lunch. What better place than with your pals in the shed? And what better shed than the one right here on Tuesdays on 2RDJ between 1 and 3?
So please come and join Peter Worthington, that was him, and me, Gary Stark. We're your pals in the shed on 2RDJ FM 88.1.
And don't forget your lunch.
It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ. And by the way, in case you haven't heard, there's a trivia night coming up this week.
How trivial is that?
Trip bad jokes. There's no end to them. I'm going to inherit them, aren't I?
You already have, I'm afraid.
Does that mean I'm destined to tell Tash bad jokes for the rest of my life?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Okay.
Because I can't see what's going to happen in the rest of your life.
Well, can we get a psychic in?
Well, we'll get the shed psychic in.
What's his name again? Miss Something Key?
Alan Key.
Alan Key, right.
And don't forget his brother, Chuck.
Yeah, he's coming soon to the shed.
To the shed,
very soon. Very soon.
We're going to have psychic readings in the shed. It's going to be fun.
He gave me my card the other day, like a psychic card.
What was it?
It was a paint card.
He
says my color is turquoise, so I guess he's real, just like Serena from 2UE is.
Oh, no, you can't mention Serena from 2UE because that would not be appropriate.
Okay, I didn't mention her at all. No.
But did he give you a lucky number?
Did he give
you some numbers to choose for Lotto?
No, he didn't.
No?
I don't play Lotto, though, so, that's...
No. Actually, I've got to be honest, we were going to put on the first episode of The Shed Psychic with Alan and Chuck Key last Tuesday in the shed.
What happened?
Due to unforeseen circumstances, they weren't able to turn up.
Wow, that's unforeseen.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Yes,
that's indeed. Terrible. You think as a psychic he would have seen that one coming.
Well, that's exactly my point.
Wow.
That's exactly my point. Speaking of my point, we're talking...
Whoa, speaking of your point, could you come up with a worse segue than that right now?
No, I couldn't.
Oh, my God. That was Anna Karin worthy. Anyway, go on.
We're talking. I think we're about to get a visit in the studio from the studio sensor. Yes, there he is. There he is. He's wearing his sensor's hat.
Anyway, go on. Go on.
That's his Telstra sensor's hat. Sorry.
Go on.
We're talking today about TV and setting up your computer to watch and record TV. And to that end,
in your case, fall asleep to TV, right?
Well, again, I tell you, it's the quality programming that
we get. Go on.
Remember when we lived in Dallas, we had 100 stations on the
satellite?
And
only two of them are watchable?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's one of the things about digital radio. There's still not going to be any decent content, except, of course, for what you hear on to RDJ FM 88.1.
Go on.
Okay. Setting up your computer. There's all sorts of devices you can get that will turn your computer into a very, very versatile and usable television set. For instance, this works for both Mac and for PC. There are devices available, and you can get them even for a laptop. You can get USB sticks, and they come from around about $30 upwards. You can buy a USB stick that plugs into your USB port, and you just connect it to an antenna, and these come with an external antenna, but you're better off to connect it to your proper antenna.
Yeah, the external antennas are usually pretty junk.
Yep. But it turns your computer into a TV. They come with all the software you need to watch and to record programs. And all you need to do is plug the thing into your computer, load the software, and you can then watch and record and program recordings of TV. And the new ones now, the ones you can get these days, are all digital ready so that you can watch digital TV. That means you can watch the programs on ABC2, on SBS2, you can watch 10, or was it 1HD?
But what if you, I mean, laptops, you can't really notice the screen difference. I mean, really, I mean, I was having this argument with someone the other day that, you know, 15-inch screen, oh, it's not full HD. You can't notice HD on a 15-inch screen.
Well, no, you can't.
So what if you want to connect it to a larger screen and pick up the HD channels as opposed to digital channels?
Well, there's two questions there. The first one is, if you want to pick up the HD channels, we're starting to see some different content come through on the HD channels.
Look at One, for example.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So if you want to pick up the content, then you need to have a digital channel. Now, the HD side of things comes into play when if your computer, for instance, has a HDMI output or a DVI output, and you can then throw that into a larger screen than what your laptop screen is. And we're seeing laptops coming in with DVI and HDMI on them. You had one just the other day.
That's right.
So they will run into your flat screen TV on the wall or into your projector or whatever, and you can start seeing high definition output from the TV via your computer onto whatever TV device that you have. And this is going to be the way of the future, or one of the ways of the future. And the other thing, of course, is that, as I said, you can set it up so it'll record a program at a particular time, just as with your video recorder.
Yep. And if people still use video recorders,
they do.
Can you still buy blank tapes?
Yes, you can.
Wow.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But one of the other nice things that you can do is, of course, that you can set up a subscription with Ice TV.
Of course, yes, of course.
And I know that the Apple software integrates with Ice TV, and for, it's a lousy $100 a year, which is pretty bloody cheap, really. That gives you a subscription to Ice TV. I think it's even less than that. And it pulls down the programming for several days in advance so you can see what's ahead. You can say that if I like this particular show that's on every day or once a week or something, then I want to record it. You can set up parameters so it'll start the recording about 3 minutes early. And if you're watching Channel 9, you can set it up so it finishes 3 hours later just to allow for Channel 9's programming being just running slightly late.
Wow, you're not biased at all.
I think their programming is very disrespectful to
move on, Grumpy.
Yeah. But it's a way.
The echo is so strong right now.
I know.
That's so weird.
I know.
Stop it.
Yeah. That's a very easy, inexpensive, and effective way to get yourself into digital TV and to make better use of your computer as well. Very easy to set up for most of these things.
Mm.
The one thing that I do find that's missing is that not all of them program accurately, certainly not where we are anyway. They self-program where the channels are, but It'd be nice to have a list of all the frequencies so that if it does miss out on a channel, you could just go somewhere, pull in a list of the frequency that you're missing, throw that straight into the program and do it. Doing it is fairly easy once you know how to do it, but you've got to find the source of what the frequency and data is that you need.
Okay, cool.
So
speaking of TV, I guess it's good that we've got a song playing next because it's kind of logical. Well, was that good of me? Was that good? I programmed
such
that way.
Brilliant.
So accidental. So it's because we were speaking about TV on the radio. Here's TV on the radio with Young Liars. Radio 2RDJ, this is the Gadget Grill, playing TV on the radio, the coincidental but entirely unplanned song to go with talking about TV on the radio. So if you just missed what we spoke or what Dad spoke about, rewind. Or listen to the podcast later on.
Listen to the podcast.
We're reviving a section right now, one where we probably need to do it more often. We need to get some gadgets in. It's time for our useless USB gadget.
Useless gadget. Many of them just happen to be USB
The noodle-powered thing. The noodle maker for the other person noodle-powered. The noodle maker for the that ran on of USB was a little bit cool, a little bit crazy, but this one's a little bit more useful.
Only a little bit more useful.
Do you have an oil burner? Do you use incense? You probably should use incense at home.
I have been known to burn incense from time to time.
You definitely burn the midnight oil sometimes.
Well, I definitely burn the candle at both ends.
Yeah,
that's been known to happen.
Absolutely. And this is no different. This is I'm not kidding. I'm reading this off of ThinkGeek in case you're curious about it. The USB aromatherapy oil burner.
USB aromatherapy.
So from what I can tell, I've got to order one. They're all out of stock at the moment. It's a USB stick with a heat panel, sort of like the USB cup warmer we had.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that actually worked.
That did work, provided the drink was hot to begin with. So it's got a little X on it,
So are we saying that the oil's got to be hot for this thing to work?
I seriously hope not. This is not the sort of oil you take for your sex oil and put it in there. You know, the glistening oil that they use.
This is aromatherapy.
This is aromatherapy oil.
So
that's right.
It sort of burns the oil and it makes the whole place
stink.
Smell
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah. If you've got a brown smell coming from your computer, this will fix it nicely.
Okay, yeah, that's
so
good.
It's got a little panel and you drop a little oil and it comes with lavender oil, but you can use your own oil anyway. And they're saying that use it in a horizontal USB stick, a flat one, so it doesn't drip. I can't really see oil really doing next. It absorbs. But
that would do wonders for your keyboard.
Yeah, it would. I'm just thinking, if you get four and you get a USB hub, you can create your own flavor sensations, or smelling sensations, rather, as opposed to flavor sensations. We would never advocate eating oil on this show. Could you put olive oil in this and make your place smell like Italy for a while?
How about we put sunflower oil in there and we fry chips in it?
Yeah, no, you could make your place smell like that sort of gas they use. What was it? Biofuel. If you put chip oil in it.
Yeah.
Make your place smell like a fish and chip shop.
There you go.
Let's
have a Saturday night fish fry with
Saturday
USB.
Fish fry with just USB. We got 10 USBs, put them in a hub and just smell like the fish and chip shop. No, that'll probably end up giving us a heart attack, just like this next song by Narina Pallett. I'm filled with segues.
Are you sure that's the next song?
Yeah, you can play this instead, actually. Play this instead.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Louis Jordan with Saturday Night Fish Fry. We'll play her next week. Saturday night to go from house to house. You don't have to pay to use your admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday Night Fish Fry. 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, this is the Gadget Grill, and that wasn't Narina Pallett with Heart Attack, that was actually Louis Jordan with Saturday Night Fish Fry. Thank you for that segue there. Was that good? I guess it's fair that we both have a segue a week. That's probably all they want from us. We'll play Narina Pallett next week. Thanks for programming my music ahead of time, too.
Do you like how I just managed to find that so quickly?
That was really good of you. You only know that because you know jazz.
Yes.
And it was not a better choice of music, but it was a good choice of music.
It was a good alternative.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it fitted in with
it absolutely fit in with it. Better than my Heart Attack segue. I should just talk briefly. I've been playing with a gadget this week for the camera, for my camera. It's designed, actually, it runs on USB. It's a GPS for a camera. It's mostly designed for Nikon cameras. It's the unfortunate side of Canon, I found out, is that they don't seem to send information to the, like, they won't send GPS information to the card when it's riding.
The camera won't. Canon cameras don't support GPS.
Don't support that sort of write method.
No.
Anyway, I've been playing with it. It's interesting. You can take a shot and know where you are.
Let's talk about what the device is, first of all. It's a little...
A little tiny GPS.
GPS receiver that plugs into the remote...
Plug it into a terminal, but
on the camera.
But you can also plug it in, like, certain cameras that are not as high-end as probably what I use have a different method themselves. Like the D90 itself is one like that. And I think
the
D5000 will have a similar sort of situation to that.
Yep.
But it's basically, the idea is so that when you're taking pictures out in the field, you know where you took them, which obviously helps for getting that perfect shot if you want to retake it again and again, or if you're on vacation.
You're on vacation, you take a photo.
I'm looking forward to this in Greenwich Village, to be honest, because I'll forget where everything was.
Well, the other thing with this, of course, is that when you're back home and you're talking to people about it, you can actually pull up something like Google Maps or Google Street View.
If you upload it directly,
you'll see where the photo was taken.
I'm thinking the video mode on these cameras, it's just like that Sony thing we saw a few weeks ago. Yeah, exactly. So we got we'll talk about that more next week. I've been playing with that a little bit. I only played with it last night, really. We're talking next week about a Linksys device. That's just one thing we're talking about, which lets you play your movies over the network.
Okay.
And we're also going to be talking about why it's important to unlock your phone. You're probably not aware that your phone is locked. You probably have a locked phone. We're not talking about putting it on silent or whatnot. We're actually talking about a different way here.
We're actually talking about freeing yourself from your...
provider.
From your phone service provider. Let's say that you bought a phone from Uncle Optus or Auntie Telstra. And,
or any of the other,
or any of the other
cousins,
ones.
Yeah.
And you're going to go on a trip to, say, New York. If you stay with your existing provider, then...
Hush! You're giving it all away.
Okay.
But if you want to find out more why it's important to unlock your phone, listen next week. Plus, we'll have lots of news, lots more dad jokes. I'm trying to give them reasons to listen, not reasons to run away, aren't I? That's probably not the best
idea. That's not the best thing to do, no.
We're going to end the show with a New Orleans band. Ironically, Saturday Night Fish Fry was sort of filmed.
Well, it's a New Orleans,
sort of show, so it makes sense.
Yep.
We end with a New Orleans sort of band. This is from the Neville Brothers,
it's actually Ivan Neville and Dumpster Funk.
Dumpster Funk, fine. This is a song that sort of the name, I guess.
Well, it's appropriate after we've just been talking about
the oil things. Absolutely. Yes. Right. This song is absolutely the best song we could choose to go with the oil burner. It's a good thing we plan everything on this show, correct?
Yes.
It's a good thing we planned everything.
We're going to be back on the Gadget Grill next Sunday night at 9 o'clock. I'm Gary Stark.
I'm Lee Stark. And have a good night, Australia.
Have a good week.
Yeah. This is Stinky.